From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Kevin McCarthy did not get enough support in his first vote to become Speaker of the House of Representatives on January 3rd. But McCarthy did get the votes of local Republican representatives Elise Stefanik and Mark Molinaro. Stefanik even nominated McCarthy, a California Republican who was minority leader but did not get enough votes to become Speaker of the House. Here is an excerpt of Stefanik's nomination speech.
This new Republican majority will stand up for an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built upon freedom, and a government that's accountable to the people.
The final vote had a Democrat in the lead as Hakeem Jeffries got all 212 Democratic votes. Republicans split their votes between McCarthy with 203, followed by ultra-conservative Andy Biggs with 10, Jim Jordan from Ohio with 6 votes, Jim Banks from Indiana with 1 vote, New York's Lee Zeldin with 1 vote, and Byron Donalds of Florida with 1 vote. To become Speaker, 218 votes are needed. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District, which now includes Rensselaer County, and Molinaro just took office from the 19th Congressional District. Local Democrats Pat Ryan from the 18th Congressional District and Paul Tonko of the 20th Congressional District both voted for Jeffries. Now the House of Representatives will continue to hold votes for the Speaker position until someone gets the 218-vote majority. No other business will be done in the House of Representatives until a speaker is chosen. Since Republicans only have a 4-vote majority and lots of internal divisions, it could take many votes for a speaker to emerge. A second vote for Speaker of the House happened right after the first vote failed, but that also ended with McCarthy failing to get the 218 needed votes. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that a law signed by Governor Kathy Hochul will ban the use of PFAS chemicals in the manufacturing of apparel and clothing in New York beginning on the final day of 2023. PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl or polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, are considered toxic and have been found in the drinking water locally in Cairo, New Lebanon, Newburgh, Hoosick Falls, Nassau, Cohoes, and other towns. Washing garments that contain toxic, and I quote, forever chemicals, end quote, can lead to the toxins seeping into groundwater and drinking water supplies. Avi Carr, Senior Attorney and Senior Director for Health and Food at the National Resource Defense Council, said, and I quote, "It's fantastic to see New York joining California in phasing out toxic forever PFAS chemicals in clothes. It's important that we do away with unnecessary uses of these harmful chemicals wherever possible to protect people's health and safety. This is not the first PFAS law New York has passed, and it shouldn't be the last. New York continues to build on its leadership by enacting this law that adds to previous bans on PFAS in firefighting foam and paper-based food packaging." End quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that New York's gas tax holiday ended with the new year, but consumers might not notice because of falling fuel prices. Hochul suspended the state's 16-cent per gallon tax in the summer when gas prices were above $4 per gallon. Some counties, though not Greene and Columbia, also gave up their share of the gas tax to help consumers. All of that is over now, and the high prices have lowered. Economists say that the slowing global economy and an increase in diesel fuel production helped lower fuel prices. Nationally, gas prices reached as high as $4.69 in July, but was down to $3.32 in December. Locally in the capital region, prices are now around $3.45, according to the AAA. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.